listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about some great joy that came from some seeds that were already sown. And I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 8, verses 5, 6, and 8. Here we go. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, verse 7 describes some of those miracles, but verse 8 says, "And there was great joy in that city." At the very end of Jesus' earthly ministry, he had commanded the disciples to preach the gospel to all the earth, first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, then to the uttermost parts of the earth. But before you got far out of Judea, you were in Samaria. And most Jewish people, or most Christians from a Jewish background, were not interested in bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to the Samaritans. Curiously, none of the apostles spearheaded this mission to the Samaritans. It was up to one of the deacons of the early church, a man named Philip. When the Christians were scattered because of the persecution following Stephen's death, Philip went to Samaria. So, who were the Samaritans? 600 years before this, the Assyrians conquered this area of northern Israel, and they deported all the wealthy and middle-class Jews. Then they moved in a pagan population from afar. These pagans intermarried with the lowest classes of the remaining Jews in northern Israel, and from these people came the Samaritans. One commentator said it like this. He said there was a deep-seated prejudice, amounting almost to hatred, standing between the Jews and the Samaritans. As a matter of fact, James and John once thought the Samaritans were only good for being burned up by God's judgment. You'll find that in Luke chapter 9. Most Jewish people of that time considered the Samaritans to be compromisers, half-breeds, and idolaters, and they didn't want to have anything to do with them. But Jesus didn't feel that way about the Samaritans. He was never prejudiced against people just because of their nationality or ethnic background. Because Jesus had touched Philip's heart, there was no room for that kind of prejudice in Philip. He wasn't a racist towards the Samaritans. Philip came to the Samaritans presenting the gospel, with signs and wonders following as an impressive confirmation. And when the people found Jesus, it says there in verse 8, there was great joy in that city. There were spectacular results from Philip's ministry, but undoubtedly one reason there was such fruit was that Jesus had already sown the seed in Samaria during his ministry. And as John chapter 4, verses 1 through 36 explains, both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Here's a lesson for you. Perhaps you don't see as much success as you would like to see in the things that you do to honor God. Perhaps you are sowing seed for a later harvest. Maybe somebody else will reap that harvest. Now, is that all right with your heart before the Lord? Can you serve Him in whatever way He has led you to serve Him, knowing that you might plant the seeds, but somebody else will reap the fruit? Jesus served His Father in that way, and we should ask for the same heart. By the way, is there great joy in your city for you because you're rejoicing over what Jesus has done? I hope it's that way for you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.